and teaching seminar that explores the scriptures. For information, call 303-654-9924.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. You have now, plus many more Christian 70-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
American Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning is Pastor Billy Crone, and we're going to be talking about, of all things, biblical prophecy. Is biblical prophecy applicable to what's going on today? Are certainly the people out there who believe, of course, the Lord is coming and that we have no obligation to be involved or concerned about what's going on? Well, I believe that the Bible is accurate, and I believe that God has prophesied what's going on, because if you look at, see what's so much of what's going on today, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, a month ago, Russia was our ally, and now Russia suddenly is increasingly becoming our enemy. Russia is talking about rebuilding their fleet of six new aircraft carrier groups. Of course, they have tremendous amounts of money at the present time, largely, of course, because America had transferred the money to them so that they could build and drill their oil wells and drill their natural gas wells and build their pipelines. And why would we have done something like that? Well, very simply, for the same reason that if you go back to 1918, American corporations financed the entire communist movement, just as they financed and helped the communist movement in China in 1950. Why? Why? Because we wanted them to become communists, because communism is not very efficient. And America was to become the dominant force in the world so we could use our military and our financial might to unite the world. Well, but let's get to this whole concept of prophecy. And, of course, Pastor Crone has put together five DVD sets of talks he's given. And, of course, the talks are fascinating. The information he's accumulated is remarkable, and of course there are a lot of video clips there to demonstrate very vividly exactly what he's saying, and that these things are really happening today. So there are 10 points. The DVD series is called Countdown, and we're going to start with number 10, and that has to do with the Jewish people. Pastor Crone, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Monty. Thanks for having me.
Why don't you go ahead and let's start with number 10. What was the information there about the Jewish people that is so important about what's going on today?
Well, with the Jewish people, you know, anyone who is even halfway familiar with the Bible understands that if you really want to understand God's prophetic time calendar, you need to pay attention to the Jewish people. Not only did the Messiah, Jesus Christ, come from the lineage of the Jewish people, but the Jewish people are going to play a big part, not just in the first coming of the Messiah, but the second part. Old and New Testament verifies that explicitly. And we don't know, the Scripture says, unfortunately many people have made a mistake of like trying to set dates and things of that nature, which is unfortunate. We don't know the exact date. Jesus even talked about that. However, he did give us clear indications as when you know it's getting close. He's, if you will, it's God's loving way to give us a heads up, a fair warning, a shot across the bow, if you will. And in the series, The Final Countdown, I deal with just 10 of those signs. And, of course, the first one I deal with, starting from 10, working your way down, is the Jewish people. And that's very significant, and just to set the pace so people realize how profound of a sign this is, just this first one out of 10, the Jewish people, I think people need to realize just how amazing it is, these prophecies being fulfilled just in the Jewish people alone. What I share in the Final Countdown is 9 of them, but people need to understand the odds of that event happening in one entity, 9 prophecies being fulfilled, is absolutely astronomical. They've actually calculated it. using the modern science of probability, that if just eight prophecies were fulfilled in one single entity, the mathematical number is 1 to the 10 to the 17th power, which doesn't sound a lot, except for those who know mathematics. It's an absolutely staggering number. They've actually equated that number would be akin, 10 to the 17th power, would be the same thing if you took silver dollars and covered the whole state of Texas 2 feet deep with silver dollars. Then, that's not all. Then you mark one of those silver dollars with a red X. You go hop in a plane, if you will, and you just randomly chuck it, that one silver dollar with a red X, out the plane. In the state, you land your airplane back somewhere. You just pick a guy randomly off the street, so to speak. You blindfold him on top of that. Then you tell him, here's what you got to do. You got to go find that red X blindfolded throughout the whole state of Texas, 2 feet deep, okay? And you only get one shot at it, okay? Now, what's the odds of that guy blindfolded in the state of Texas finding that one silver dollar with the red X 2 feet deep covering the whole state, okay? That's actually, believe it or not, as funny as that sounds, that's the same chance, if you will, the same odds of just eight prophecies coming true in just one entity, okay? And the Jewish people I share in the final countdown, I share nine of them. Nine of them. And there's more, actually. I just dealt with the nine most popular ones, if you will. Now, contrast that to what people are trying to be interested in with, like, psychics today. Are back on the rise again. You got, of course, the writings of Nostradamus and Edgar Cayce and other people that supposed prophets. But people don't realize what their track record is. The track record, they've actually done studies on this, and, of course, this doesn't make the news because it doesn't sell very well, if you will. But out of the hundreds and hundreds and literally hundreds of prophecies, biblical prophets are not known to have made a single error. Okay, that meaning that is what is recorded first in the Bible. There's a lot of people out there today trying to say they're a biblical prophet, and again, getting into a lot of trouble. But the prophecies recorded for us in the Bible right now, a 100% clean track record, obviously because it came from God. Now, contrast that with the top 25 psychics, okay, and they just took a sampling of 72 of their prediction, revealed that 92% were wrong. Not right, they were absolutely wrong. And then the remaining 8%, totaling the 100%, were easily explained away by chance or general knowledge of circumstances. And I give the analogy, you know, and that's what people, you know, they read a horoscope or something like that. It's just like, you know, give me a break. I mean, somebody saying like, hey, you're going to wake up today and meet somebody new and you happen to live in New York City. Well, duh, what are the odds of that? Of course it's going to happen. Now, that's what's amazing is not only the Bible gets it 100% all the time, and there's a reason why, by the way, for that. Because the Bible gives a strong warning in the book of Deuteronomy that anyone who claims to be a prophet of God, you have to get a 100% track record. In fact, the Bible warns the people, you do not listen to a person who claims to be a prophet of God if they get even one thing wrong. In fact, the penalty for claiming to be a prophet of God and you get something wrong because you're making God look bad was the death penalty. That's how serious it is.
Hold that back. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and he's talking about the biblical prophecies about concerning the Jewish people, the fact that they would return to the Holy Land after many years of dispersion, after several millennia of dispersion. But the significant thing is, do you know of any other racial group in the entire world that had left their homeland and returned to it, in an organized manner and set up an organized society to, in many ways, to reduplicate what had existed 2,000 years before. And there is no other racial group that's done that. Lots of things people say about the Jewish people, and, oh, well, a lot of them aren't Jews, and maybe they're not. But many of them are Jews, and they're the actually direct descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And there are lots of things that are being used today to discredit the Jewish people. However, and it's not that there aren't some wicked people who profess to be Jews that are doing some terrible things, but there is a plan for the Jewish people. God had a plan for the descendants of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob that is coming to pass today and is going to play a very important part in the lives of everyone listening to this program today. Pastor Crone, you pick up the story.
Yeah, you know, and I'm glad you brought up that issue. You know, that's the very first one that I share, is that the Jewish people would return to the land. And again, that happened in 1948, and that was basically, if you will, God sounding the clarion call. It's getting close. Because you're right. I mean, what are the odds of that? And that's what the Bible prophesied, that one day, when you're getting close, okay, to the end of days, that you're going to see, out of the blue, the Jewish people returning to the land. And that's exactly what Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, said. He said he's going to gather your children, speaking of God's children, Jewish people, from the east and the west and the north and the south. He's going to bring his sons and daughters back to Israel from the distant corners of the earth. Now, again, this is what's amazing about Bible prophecy as opposed to those claiming to be prophets. The Bible not only has a 100% track record, but the Bible is not bland. It's very specific. You know, it's again, not to use that analogy, you're in New York City, you're going to meet somebody new today. Well, of course, I mean, gee whiz, that's no big shakes. The Bible is very specific. It's profound to think that the Jewish people returned to the land, but here's where the specifics come in. Notice in that text that I quoted, it said, from the east and the west, the north and the south. That's exactly what happened. They didn't just return to the land. They returned to the land in the exact order that God said it would happen. First from the east, if people know the history, back in the early 1900s, they started moving back to the Middle East, to Israel, the Jewish people did. Then from the west, in the mid-1900s, was another influx. Then from the north, as recent as the 80s, Russia, speaking of Russia, you mentioned them earlier, began to allow hundreds of thousands of Jews return back to Israel. And then from the south, Israel actually struck a deal with Ethiopia's communist government back in the early 90s, and Ethiopian Jews were airlifted back to Israel. And then we see it happening more and more every single year all over the world. The Jewish people are returning to the land exactly like the Bible said would happen, specifically in the order east, west, north, south. That is absolutely amazing. But that's just one. That's just one. The Bible also, talking about specifics, said that the Jewish people would not just return to the land again, they would specifically become a nation again. Okay? And then again, the prophet Isaiah mentions that. And again, if you know the history, that is absolutely profound. Since about 721 BC, approximately 14 different peoples have possessed the land of Israel. But specifically, the Bible said that they would come back and once again regain their independence. And that's exactly what happened, specifically May 14th, 1948. You know, and many people, you know, say, hey, there is no God, or how do I know God exists? Bible prophecy is one of the ways that God, who is a multidimensional being, if you will, he's supreme being, how in the world is he going to communicate to little three-dimensional finite beings that he exists? Well, one of the ways you would expect, especially if you were to expect the Bible to really be from God, then it would have his fingerprints all over it. Well, and that's what Bible prophecy does. It's God's way of saying, watch this. I'm going to prove to you that I am God, and this book came from me, because I'm going to predict things centuries ahead of time, and I'm going to be very specific, and it's going to come to pass. And that's exactly what happened in 1948. It was God's wake-up call. These people are the Jewish people specifically. Okay, and what other people group on the planet has this ever happened to? None. Okay, they're going to come back to the land. They're going to become a nation again. But again, continue with the specifics. The third prophecy, the Bible said, is they would be brought forth in one day. Now again, contrast this to the other guys out there who are, even with, I challenge people with Nostradamus and his writings and his quatrains, and it's ridiculous. You could read just about anything you want into this. But here the Bible says they would not just return to the land against all odds, they would not just become a nation again, but he specifically says that they're going to come forth in one day. That's exactly what Isaiah said. He said, who has ever seen or heard anything as strange as this? Has a nation ever been born in a single day? Has a country come forth in a mere moment? But by the time Jerusalem's birth pains begin, the baby will be born, the nation will come forth. And if people know their history, again, it was May 14th, 1948, precisely at 4 p.m., the People's Council signed the proclamation. The declaration was made, quote, the state of Israel is established. This meeting is ended. And so Israel literally became a nation again in one day, exactly like the Bible said. But God, again, he's replete. He's loving. He gives us evidence again and again and again. He's not only real. He not only came once. He's going to come a second time, and we need to be prepared, is the point. The fourth one that I share in there is that Israel will become a united nation again. Now, usually for those folks who aren't familiar with the Bible, that's like, okay, what's the big deal with that one? But if you know your Bible, that is huge. Because in about 926 BC, in the Old Testament, it's recorded for us, the Jewish people were a nation, but they became a divided nation. You had the northern ten tribes split off and headed up to what was called Israel. You had the southern two tribes making up the remaining 12 called Judah. Okay? And that's what's so profound about this one. When the Jewish people returned to the land, they didn't just become a nation again. They didn't just become in one day again a nation. They became a united nation again. But the point with that one is that's the first time that has happened in 2,900 years, roughly. Almost 3,000 years. Nothing on planet Earth has ever happened like that. That should be a huge wake-up call for people. But not all. The Bible also talks about the Jewish people, specifically in the last days. How do you know it's getting close? Is they wouldn't just return to the land. They wouldn't just become a nation in one day, a united nation. They specifically, and again, talk about specifics, their currency would become the shekel. You say, well, okay, this is no big deal. Well, what people don't realize is the problem was Israel, when they came back to the land and became a nation again, their currency wasn't the shekel. Uh-oh, so did God get it wrong? No, give it time. God's got a 100% track record. Okay, it changed in 1980, I believe it was, that it just so happened that the shekel was brought back into existence and is Israel's official currency right on up to this day, just like the Bible said, when you were approaching the end of days. But not only that, the next one that I share is that the Bible said that the Jewish people would one day, as a nation, would blossom. And this is very specific. Blossom as a rose in the desert. Isaiah talks about that. He says specifically, the desert will blossom with flowers. There's going to be an abundance of flowers. The deserts are literally going to become green as the mountains of Lebanon. Now, we can be fooled by that prophecy, so to speak, as thinking that that's no big deal if we just pay attention to what we see Israel in its condition today, because it's very lush, it's very green, in fact. But that's because usually most people don't realize what was it like before they showed up. Mark Twain went back and visited as early as the 1860s. And when he came back in his writings, he reported that, man, Israel is just wiped out. It's a barren wasteland, no trees. And that's because, until the Jewish people got there, roughly about 2,000 years of foreign conquerors had totally obliterated and abused the land. It was left behind as just literally a desert wasteland when they showed up. But it just so happens that the Jewish people began to build a massive network of irrigation systems. Not only that, they began a massive tree planting system, still on up to today. And some believe that it's actually helped increase the rainfall in the area in because of that. But not only that, if you look today, Israel right now, the former desert, okay, which wasn't too long ago, 1948, is now the breadbasket of the Middle East. And it's actually exporting fruit all over the world, Israel. And again, if people have seen any of the fruit that comes from Israel, it is absolutely humongous. It's huge. It's amazing. Okay? And then not only that, Israel diverted, had a project with the water from the Sea of Galilee and began to channel it through sections of the deserts. And wonder of wonders, it allowed the deserts to literally blossom exactly like Isaiah said. He didn't say blossom with abundance of corn or wheat or soybeans. He said blossom with flowers. And the desert now over there in that area is blossoming with an abundance of flowers to the point where Israel is now a major exporter all over the world of flowers and ornamental plants, exactly like the Bible said would happen in the last days. Another one, and this is one that we really need to be paying attention, as you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Dr. Monteith, about Russia and what's going on, and all of a sudden, why did they turn tail, so to speak? And I thought they were our friends, and I thought their country was going, you know, going a different direction, and all of a sudden it's heating up again. And well, that's because the Bible says that the Jewish people one day would have a powerful military. Okay, and Zechariah mentions that. And he talks about they're going to be so powerful that literally they're going to have the ability to consume left and right all the surrounding peoples who basically come against her, okay? But Jerusalem's going to remain intact in their place. Now, again, if people know the history of the area, and certainly the Jewish people when they got back to the land, they're very familiar that when they first made their announcement of their declaration, the parting gifts, if you will, that they got from their surrounding neighbors was immediate invasion, war. Egypt and Syria, Jordan, Iraq, and Lebanon all invaded Israel. And people have got to realize that the odds there were 20 to 1. I believe it was 20 million against 1 million. Okay, but when all was said and done, what happened? The Jewish people not only won the war, but they expanded the size of Israel by 50%. And time and time and time and time again, every nation that comes against Israel pays the price with that. In fact, Israel today, as we all know, is one of the most powerful military forces in the world. They are legendary with their military to the point where Israel, their military and their techniques, people basically have them come and instruct their military on how to take care of their needs. In fact, that's what Israel was helping with Georgia, with the recent conflict with Russia. And what people need to understand with what's going on with Russia and the Georgia conflict, Israel's kind of tied into it. Russia, of course, it's kind of a bit of, obviously, hypocrisy. They're upset with Israel right now because they were supplying help to Georgia with some of the weapons and things of that nature and the training. But at the same time, in fact, for years, Russia has been loading up Israel's neighbors with stuff. So it's kind of, but the point with that is that brings into light a whole other prophecy that the Bible said would come in the last days, and that's in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 36 and 37 talks about Israel being reborn. That's another parallel passage that from Isaiah that I quoted earlier. But right after that, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, is the prophecy of Gog and Magog, and it talks about this strong, very powerful power from the north of Israel, was going to make an alliance with the nations around. It even mentions Persia, modern-day Iran. And wonder of wonders, what in the world is going on right now? Is there a northern power, huge power, on the scene who is making an alliance with specifically Iran and who are threatening Israel? That's exactly what's going on right now. And that's never, ever happened in the history of mankind. That's a huge, huge wake-up call, and which kind of leads to the next prophecy that I shared, the eighth one. And remember, listen to how specific every single one of these that I've shared, I'm on the eighth one. I'm not done yet. Okay? And remember, what were the odds of just eight of these things being fulfilled in one entity? It's the same thing as the silver dollars being spread out 2 feet deep on the state of Texas and one guy getting the one in the one shot. It's just impossible. It's amazing. It's got God's fingerprints all over it. And again, this is just one of 10 topics dealt on the final countdown. But the eighth one that I share that goes in line with Israel being a major military power is that one day Israel will become a center of conflict for the whole world, and that's exactly what we see.
Hold that thought, Billy. We'll be right back here. Pastor Billy Crone. We'll look forward to talking to him here.
To join them for a special night, Knocking on Heaven's Gates, Discovering the Appointed Time of Prayer. Thursday, August the 28th at 7 p.m. at the Community Building, Charlotte and Parish in Johnstown, Colorado. Admission is free. Toby Janicki from First Fruits of Zion will be teaching you practical ways to fulfill Paul's injunction to pray without ceasing and to pray with understanding. It'll be a fascinating teaching seminar that explores the Scriptures. For information, call 303-654-9924.
Andrea here again with Radium Clinic. You've counted calories and you've followed all the latest diet fads, but the pounds still don't come off. Why? Find out August 21st at 6:30 p.m. at our Loveland Clinic location. Join Radium Clinic's Dr. James Houghton for an educational seminar and understand the hidden causes of weight gain ordinary dieting can't address. Learn how you can lose 20 pounds in 20 days safely. Tuition is free. The knowledge is priceless. Call Radium Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your reservation today or log on to Radium Clinic Colorado.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. And Pastor, before we go on, would you like to give your website out so people would know how they get in touch with you if they have a question or comment?
Sure. You can reach us at www.niagarafrontierbible.com. That's NIAGARAFRONTIERBIBLE.com, niagarafrontierbible.com. Or you can just Google my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And we will be carrying these sets. There are actually five DVD sets, part one, part two, of the final countdown. Started with 10, 9, 8, 7, 6 in the first set, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, about 5 hours in each one of those. And fascinating material. Certainly we look forward to seeing them, because not only the presentation, the facts, but then, of course, the video clips there that really tend to dramatize how what was prophesied so many years ago is coming to pass today. So you picked the story up there. We were talking about number eight.
Yeah, number eight, we kind of left off with on the seventh one, on Israel becoming a powerful military, and just with recent events, what's going on with Israel involving Russia, major power from the north, and Georgia. And but it, if you notice, it's involving and has been from the get-go, pretty much, Israel's rebirth as a nation has involved the whole world. What most people don't realize, that's exactly what the Bible said would happen, that one day Israel is going to become a center of conflict for the whole world. And that's exactly what we see today. People don't realize that you could just turn on your news and literally every single day, and you're watching it happen, Bible prophecy, unfold before your very eyes. And, you know, there's some various things other than, you know, that because God said so, that Israel will become a center of conflict. But it just so happens it's just right now in the history of man, it's a very strategic place, which is going to cause conflict. One, of course, it's a strategic military location with all the things that's going on over there. It's also a strategic location because of being around the oil reserves in that area. You know, so that's a good base to work with. It's also the headquarters of the three largest religions on the planet is all jam-packed in Jerusalem. And that's why you can turn on the news, you read in the newspaper, how Israel indeed right now has become an international worldwide problem. And again, you got to put it in context. You know, I know Israel's been giving up land, but back in the day, the stat was you could fit 17 Israels in the state of California. That's how tiny it is. 17 of them. And yet, who would, in their right mind, would have ever thought that one day not only Israel would become back into the land again, they'd become a nation again, united nation, their currency would revert back to the shekel. It's like, whoever heard of that thing? And yet that's happened. They would blossom specifically as a rose in the desert. They'd have a powerful military. But little bitty tiny Israel, on top of all that, they'd become a world conflict. And yet that's exactly what we see today. In fact, what many people don't realize, the Apostle Paul talks about a sign to indicate that you are in and approaching fast the end days in the book of Thessalonians. He actually says this phrase, and again, you talk about specifics. He says, while people of that time are saying peace and safety, literally there, security, so while people are saying peace and safety or peace and security, he says, destruction will come upon them suddenly as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. Now, if anybody is paying attention to what is going on in Israel and the how they're crying out for a treaty, and I'll get to that in just a second, the prophetic significance of that, but they are specifically sharing quotes. Bush is saying the specific phrase. I mean, they're not saying, "Hey, we got to strike a deal with Israel." They're not saying, "Hey, we got to get this thing fixed." You know, whatever. They are specifically saying this phrase: peace and security. Bush has said it. Obama has said it. Cheney has said it. Generals have said it. Things of that nature. Even recently, Condoleezza Rice is using almost biblical phrase, like we're seeing the beginning of birth pains. I mean, if anybody, and that's just it. I don't think they understand the Bible, read the Bible, and frankly, unfortunately, in many churches, it's not being taught, let alone Bible prophecy being taught. And so this is going in people's one ear and out the other. But Paul said specifically, the Apostle Paul, that when you start hearing people in the world specifically crying out this phrase, peace and security, peace and security, peace and security, you better watch out, because sudden destruction is coming upon the people. And that's exactly what the Bible said would happen. That's exactly, if you pay attention and you know what to look for, that's the key, then this stuff is happening before our very eyes. You can turn it on literally every single day, but that's exactly what the Bible said would happen, that the Jewish people would become a center of world conflict. The ninth one that we share is that the Jewish people one day would rebuild the temple. Now, let me back up to the issue that kind of could lead into the temple issue. With the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel talks about that he, speaking of the Antichrist, is going to make a treaty with the people being the Jewish people, for a period of one set of sevens. And but after half this time, he's going to put an end to the sacrifices and offerings. And so what we see is that specifically the time frame the very prophetic event that literally starts the time clock for the 7-year tribulation, okay, and that's where we get it from this text, because he's making a period of one set of seven, or 7 years, okay, is that the Antichrist is going to make a covenant or treaty or contract or agreement with the Jewish people. So that tells you a couple things. I mean, okay, that means the Jewish people better hurry up and appear on the scene again, because they're not on the scene. They haven't been on the scene for centuries until now. Okay, and in fact, that means that they're going to have to, some sort of a conflict is going to have to go on, that somebody's going to have to cry out for a treaty. And that's exactly what's happening. And how many times on the news, and how many different, even here in America, presidential offices, have people been crying out, of all places on the planet, it's not Timbuktu, it's Israel, that they're crying out for what? A treaty. We've got to make a treaty. We've got to make a treaty. And that has happened so many times, I think people have no idea. Because what we know in the Bible is there is going to be a, if you want to call it, successful treaty, finally, with Israel. It's going to specifically be one that's for 7 years. And when you see that, whoever makes that treaty with them, that is the Antichrist himself. But what the thing is we see that that is happening, that Israel, the whole world, is crying out to make a treaty with them, and yet this treaty, this one treaty for 7 years, is going to not only be the thing that starts the 7-year tribulation, but that person who makes it with them is going to be the Antichrist. But see, what are the odds of that? How amazing is that, that Israel is not just appearing on the scene, but they're crying out peace and safety, but they're powerful, there's a military, there's a conflict and all this stuff, and then all of a sudden everybody wants a treaty. And yet, Daniel, this was written 2,500 years ago, roughly, and you and I are watching it happen before our very eyes. But back to the temple. And some people think that, well, why would Israel be making a treaty like that? Well, some people think, well, maybe that's the deal that's going to be struck to help them get the temple rebuilt. And the reason why we know that they're going to rebuild the temple is because the Bible talks about, the book of Revelation, chapter 11, talks about a temple, okay, that's going to be in existence during the tribulation. At the text I read in Daniel says that during the midpoint of the tribulation, the Antichrist is going to go into that temple, and he's going to declare himself to be God. Okay, so we know that during the tribulation that there is going to be a rebuilt specific Jewish temple. The question is, do we see any signs of that being built today?
And I think we see lots of signs, and we'll talk about them when we get back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy Clinton.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest, Pastor Billy Crone. Billy, why don't you pick the story up from here?
Yeah, you know, we left off with, do we see any signs to indicate that Israel is, in fact, getting to rebuild the temple that we know has to be in existence during the tribulation? Now, the big heads up to that is if we do see signs of that, of them building a temple that's going to be in existence during the tribulation, then that should give us a heads up, hey, how close is this really getting, is the obvious clue. In fact, that's exactly what we see. I challenge people all the time, hey, don't take my word for it. Go to templeinstitute.org, and you will see how they have not only made plans for the temple, they have almost got all the articles for the temple completed. I mean, they've the golden bells for the hymn and the high priest robe. And again, you go to their website, you'll see actual pictures that they've spent some serious cash. The golden flask that you need for water libation ceremonies. Golden flask. These people are spending millions and millions of dollars because you can't just build the temple. You need to have all the articles that were back, per the Mosaic description. And that's exactly what they're doing in preparation for the temple. You can see the picture of the silver shovel, completely made out of silver. You got the ram's horns that they're going to use to announce the services. Also with the silver trumpets, they've already got this done. They've already rebuilt and are still building the actual musical instruments made out of the same specific wood and specifications of the Old Testament, the harps and the lyres. They've got the golden altar of incense. It's rebuilt, huge golden Ephesus. It's massive. They've got the actual sacrificial knives encased in glass, just waiting to begin to be used. Of course, the table of showbread, the laver, the high priest's garments, the priest's garments. In fact, they're training priests right now and have been for quite some time to serve in the priesthood. And they've done, of course, with their genealogical studies and finding out who is of the genuine line of Levites, the line of the priests. In fact, what I share on the video on the Final Countdown, just on the Jewish people, I share some specific video clips of what's happening just within recent months. And just by the way, that's what's been fun, if you will, about this series, is throughout this series, as you mentioned earlier, Dr. Monteith, we share video clips over and over again. And these are major video clips. This isn't just to, you know, joke around, you know, joeschmo.com or wackyconspiracyguy.org. This is from CNN, MSNBC, etc., Fox News, all over the place. These are actual talking heads that you will recognize, and yet little do they realize that what they are spewing forth is Bible prophecy from their very mouths. And that's what's been very powerful is, again, we're able to do that with this series. Don't take my word for it. It's not just some guy downloading some wacky information from some Joe Schmo website. This is actual news clips that you will see with your own eyes. But back to the temple, I share the actual video announcement of the Jewish people. They rebuilt the golden menorah at the tune of $2 million, I believe. And for the first time since 70 AD, when the temple was destroyed, the last one, they actually had a ceremony and brought the golden menorah back, relocating it in a ceremony to the temple area. That has not happened since the destruction of the temple in 70 AD. But not only that, I also share on there a video clip of two prominent rabbis who had an exciting announcement just a couple months ago, and that's how current all this information is, that they just finished the golden high priest's crown. They showed it. They were gleaming with pride. It was exciting. And they're just joking. They're literally going, we're just waiting for the right head to put it on. They're that close. But not only that, the things that you need to help run the temple and things of that nature, those are all coming into place. Just a couple years ago, we saw, out of the blue, the rebirth of the Jewish Sanhedrin. Now, the Sanhedrin was the high council that was in existence when Jesus was here for his earthly ministry, his first coming. And that just a couple years ago, came into existence again after 1,600 years of absence. That's how close it is. Now, a lot of people are thinking, well, wait, how in the world are they going to rebuild this temple? You got the problem with the Dome of the Rock. Well, there's actually a couple different theories. Every single one of them is very plausible. First of all, God could do some supernatural event, and maybe earthquake or whatever, some, you know, if you will, natural disaster, or supernatural disaster, and case closed. It's fresh ground to work with, you know. Some people think that with all the conflicts going on, maybe a stray missile, purposely or not purposely, could destroy it, and then they could be struck of a deal, and you get to share space. Speaking of space, some people think that there is some room, actually, on the Temple Mount that that Israel could build a form of a temple, and so maybe they're going to somehow, again, maybe a treaty or something, they'll get to rebuild there. However, with modern satellite technology and topography, it also just so happens that there's two different groups in Israel right now who have two different theories. Some believe, with the modern satellite technology, that the actual grounds is to the north of the Dome of the Rock. There's another group that says, no, it's to the south. But either way, we see the ability for them to rebuild the temple is very plausible right now today, even with the Dome of the Rock issue. Now, some of the interesting things that are taking place, too, other than just them having the articles ready, they're training the priesthood, they're ready to go. A couple of the other interesting things that have been appearing on the scene, not only the Jewish Sanhedrin, okay, have all of a sudden popped on the scene again, which they need, but also there's a particular cleansing ritual that needs to take place for the temple in order to be rebuilt. And again, they're following specifically the Old Testament, the Mosaic Law. And that is the birth, or what they need for that is in the book of Numbers 19, talks about they need the ashes of a pure red heifer. You say, okay, no problem, that's no big deal. Well, the problem is, ever since 70 AD, pure red heifers are out of existence. There are none. Except, it just so happens, in recent years, all of a sudden, red heifers are starting to be born again. Now, they thought they had one a few years ago, but it had a slight blemish, okay? But the point is, all of a sudden, it just so happens with all these preparations with the Jewish people, they're returning to the land again, they're becoming a nation one day, they're united, their currency goes back to the shekel, they're blossoming as a rose in the desert, they got this powerful military, they're a source of world conflict, they're wanting to rebuild this temple, they've got the articles almost made, they've got the priesthood ready to go, you know, and things of that nature, the Sanhedrin pops on the scene, okay, no cow. Well, the cows are starting, if you will, to appear on the scene again. In fact, it just so happens in this stage of mankind's history, we're living in such special times that even if a red heifer, a pure red heifer, does not appear on the scene, quote, naturally, we have to live in the times when man has the technology to create one artificially through genetic engineering and cloning. That has never happened in the history of mankind.
Pastor, we're going to have you back again on this program as we go down the final countdown. God bless. Thanks
God bless.
So much
Thank
for being
you.
With us. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we're going to be carrying this DVD series. There's 10 hours of watching, 5 in each part, and each part is $29.95. You can get the two of them together for $49.95. We think it's a great deal. 10 hours of important information that you need, and you can order them separately or together if you wish. Simply by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And order the Final Countdown, Part 1 or Part 2. You'll want to see Part 1 first and then Part 2 later. However you want to order them, but we think they're well worthwhile. And this is why we're going to have Pastor Krohn come on the radio so you can hear him. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get the DVD set. 5 DVDs in each set. Each one is $29.95. And important information you need to know for times such as we live in today. And then, of course, to really understand how this all fits together, of course, you need to understand the powerful spiritual forces and the secret societies that exist today that are moving us towards this culmination of history. And, of course, certainly my talk on the forbidden secret, which comes with the syllabus, our second talk on the secret knowledge, which does not come with the syllabus. It overlaps with the forbidden secret, but much of the information is different. And then, of course, our talk on the planned police state, which comes with an excellent syllabus. You need to get this information, and you need to help us get it out across America. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Have a great new 4-tape set on the assassination of the execution of Martin Luther King and the government's involvement in that. Now, that's an amazing, amazing story because most people have never heard the trial that was actually held at the behest of Martin Luther King's family, where, of course, it went on for 4 months, over 50 witnesses. The jury found, after hearing the evidence, that the government was 70% responsible for the murder of Martin Luther King, specifically the CIA, which employed the mafia to carry out the hit. How could you conceal something like that in America if it really happened? Why, we have freedom of the press, ladies and gentlemen. And if you own the press, you have the freedom to censor it. And that's exactly what's going on. The 4-tape set, The Execution of Martin Luther King, you can get it. 4 tapes, 4 CDs. You need to get it. You need to hear it. As with so much of the other material we have, to tell you the truth about what really happened at Oklahoma City. If you don't know what happened with the Oklahoma City bombing, they sent in the Delta team and they killed the women and children. That is covered in a DVD called, Waco, A New Revelation. Waco, A New Revelation. We have the original DVD, Waco, The Rules of Engagement, and the other Waco, A New Revelation. We have 2 4-tape sets on what happened at Waco. If you want to understand the Oklahoma City bombing, we have DVDs on that and 4-tape sets on that, and there is so much material out there. Go to our website at radioliberty.com, and you can see all the things we have posted there in the way of books, in the way of DVDs, in the way of 4-tape, 4-CD sets. You need to get this information. You need to help us get it out. If America's going to be saved, you're going to have to become involved. But you have to understand behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our website, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our vision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, May the Lord be with you.